Welcome to the PyTech Solutions Podcast, where we bring you the latest in news and trends shaping the future of technology in regulated industries.
Thanks, Mike, and welcome, everyone. Today, we are turning our attention to healthcare, an industry where the stakes could not be higher and where 2026 is proving to be a genuine inflection point. We have four big stories on the docket today.
That is right, Laura. We are going to cover the FDA's landmark shift in how it regulates AI-enabled clinical software, then the remarkable numbers coming out of the largest health systems on AI-driven cost savings, then the ambient documentation revolution that is changing the daily life of clinicians, and finally, the cybersecurity and regulatory storm that every hospital board is watching right now.
A packed agenda. Let us start with the regulators, because honestly, everything else flows from there. Back on January 6th of 2026, the FDA published new guidance that meaningfully reduced its oversight of certain digital health products, including AI-enabled clinical decision support software and consumer wearables.
And this was a big deal. For years, the FDA held the position that clinical decision support software had to present multiple options or recommendations to a physician in order to stay outside of medical device regulation. The new guidance retreats from that position. Now, many low-risk AI tools fall outside device regulation entirely, as long as the clinician can independently review the basis for the recommendation.
The stated goal was to cut unnecessary regulation and accelerate time to market for tools that are positioned as clinical assistants rather than autonomous decision makers. And to be clear, high-risk products that actually diagnose or treat disease remain fully under FDA medical device oversight.
Right, this is not deregulation across the board. It is a sharper risk-based line. The agency has also signaled that it will prioritize enforcement against higher-risk use cases, especially anywhere AI outputs are guiding clinical care without adequate human oversight or validation.
And there is more coming. The FDA is expected to define minimum requirements for human oversight to prevent what is called automation bias, that very human tendency to just accept whatever the machine says. Plus, the agency plans updates to its quality management system regulations this year to align U.S. oversight with international standards.
For our C-suite listeners, the takeaway is nuanced. Faster paths to market are real, but the burden of governance has effectively shifted from the regulator to the health system. If the FDA is not going to review that low-risk clinical assistant, then your internal AI governance committee is the last line of defense.
Which is the perfect segue to our second story, because governance was the dominant theme at the recent HIMSS AI and Healthcare Forum. Hospitals and health systems are simultaneously scaling AI and wrestling with how to govern it responsibly.
And the scale is staggering. United Health Group projects that AI could save the company nearly $1 billion in 2026, HC. A, healthcare expects roughly $400 million in AI-driven cost savings. And a big chunk of that comes from automating revenue cycle management.
At United Health, AI is now deployed across claims processing, fraud detection, clinical documentation, and billing. And here is the number that jumped out at me. More than 80% of the company's 22,000 software engineers are now using AI to write code or to build new AI agents.
That is not a pilot program. That is an operating model. And it tells you where the industry conversation has moved. The era of experimentation is closing. And the new mandate is essentially prove it or move aside. Boards want documented returns, not demos.
But there is a trust gap that leaders cannot ignore. More than half of doctors and nurses say that AI tools for clinical use should be built by a trusted medical resource, not by a technology company. Clinicians are not rejecting AI, but they want it grounded in clinical evidence and clinical accountability.
And the flip side of enthusiasm is shadow AI. When staff use unapproved AI tools because the sanctioned ones are too slow to arrive, you get risk that no compliance team has visibility into. The consensus at HIMSS was that most health systems are playing catch-up, building formal AI compliance policies well after the technology is already in the building.
The pattern we see among the more disciplined organizations is that they start in lower risk domains, clinical documentation and supply chain management, and use those as training grounds to build institutional competency before letting AI move closer to the point of care.
Sound advice. Which brings us to story three, and honestly, my favorite of the day because it is about giving clinicians their evenings back. Ambient AI clinical documentation has gone from novelty to near standard of care in a remarkably short time.
For listeners who have not seen it in action, ambient documentation means the AI listens to the natural conversation between the clinician and the patient, with consent, of course, and then drafts the clinical note automatically. No typing during the visit, no dictating after hours.
And the deployment list reads like a who's who of American medicine. Johns Hopkins Medicine, Mayo Clinic, Emory Healthcare, Corowell Health, Bon Secours Mercy Health, Reed Health. This is mainstream now.
The evidence is following. An Emory Healthcare study found that burnout among ambulatory clinicians dropped from about 52% to about 39% within 30 days of deployment. Participants reported lower cognitive burden, less after-hours documentation, and a better ability to stay present with their patients.
30 days, Laura. In healthcare technology, almost nothing moves a workforce metric in 30 days. That is why the market has consolidated so quickly. Microsoft's Dragon Copilot is the incumbent with the deepest EHR integration and the largest installed base, while players like Suki have built deep integrations across all four major electronic health record platforms.
And the category is expanding beyond physicians. Vendors like Abridge have released ambient AI built specifically for nurses, which matters because nursing documentation is one of the biggest workload drivers in any hospital.
From an executive lens, the economics are accessible too. Pricing in 2026 generally runs from about $100 to several hundred dollars per clinician per month, and a full enterprise rollout across a multi-specialty system typically takes 3 to 9 months. Compared to the cost of replacing a burned-out physician, that is a rounding error.
It also connects back to our earlier themes. Documentation is exactly the kind of lower-risk, high-value domain where a health system can build its AI governance muscles. The note is always reviewed and signed by the clinician, so the human stays firmly in the loop.
Well said. Now, story four. None of this digital ambition matters if the infrastructure underneath it is not secure. And 2026 is shaping up to be a defining year for healthcare cybersecurity.
The threat landscape keeps escalating. Data extortion attacks are increasing, and third-party compromises can now ripple across entire regions of care. The defining challenge for leaders is not a single breach anymore. It is sustaining operational resilience when the threats move faster than traditional decision cycles.
Supply chain security is the headline risk this year. Hospitals depend on hundreds of vendors and connected products, and industry research predicts that smart hospitals will deploy over 7 million Internet of Medical Things devices this year, more than double the number from 5 years ago. Every one of those devices is a potential doorway.
And the regulators are responding. The Office for Civil Rights at Health and Human Services is expected to finalize an updated HIPAA security rule this year that would require ongoing system-level risk analysis and faster incident reporting. And industry leaders anticipate a 72-hour rule requiring hospitals to restore critical electronic health record functions within 3 days of a cyber incident.
72 hours. Anyone who has lived through a ransomware event knows how ambitious that is. It effectively turns cyber resilience from an IT problem into a board-level regulatory obligation with clinical consequences.
The money is following the risk. Surveys show 84% of health system CIOs plan to increase cybersecurity funding this year. And interestingly, AI is on both sides of this fight. Attackers are using it, but security teams are also deploying AI to detect and respond to threats far faster than legacy tools ever could.
So let us pull the threads together. A regulator that is loosening its grip on low-risk AI while raising expectations for governance and resilience. Health systems banking hundreds of millions in AI-driven savings. Clinicians getting measurable relief from ambient documentation. And a cybersecurity bar that is rising to meet all of that new digital surface area.
The common denominator is leadership discipline. The winners in healthcare's AI era will not be the organizations with the most pilots. They will be the ones with the strongest governance, the clearest return on investment discipline, and the most resilient foundations.
Could not agree more. It is an extraordinary moment for healthcare technology, and the organizations that treat trust as a design requirement, not an afterthought, are the ones that will define the next decade of care.
Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about PyTech Solutions, visit our website at pytechsol.com. Thanks, and have a great day.